Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Newsmakers Podcast. This is Kyle Gargaro, Editorial Director of the News. Today, we're connecting with Schaefer Services Plus, the oldest HVAC and plumbing contractor in San Antonio. So I'd like to welcome in Allison Lang and HVAC Commercial Manager Jason Zapalak. Thanks for joining us. Did I remotely get the names right?
I'm Allison Lange. I like to have two syllables.
Oh, okay. How about you, Jason? Did I hit it?
Hey, you nailed mine, and I have like 40 syllables, and you got it.
There you go. One for two isn't bad. Just kind of to start off, you said you're the oldest contractor in San Antonio. When did Schaefer Services Plus open up its doors?
We, the Schaefer family founded our company in 1884.
Okay. That's not a bad run there.
Yeah, 138 years.
All right. You guys haven't been there the whole time, though, I'm presuming.
Just 136.
There you go. I saw that you guys do both residential commercial. Kind of what's your split there?
Well, Jason is our commercial division manager, so I'll let him speak to that.
Oh, commercial's kind of caught up over the past 3 or 4 years. You know, I don't want to say we're quite 50-50. It's probably more, you know, 60-40 on the, you know, on the residential side. But we're definitely making some headway on the commercial side and having a really good balance.
And then you guys did you just launch commercial not that long ago, a few years back, or did you kind of rebrand it? Talk a little bit about that.
It was pretty much rebranded. I know early on, you know, in the Schaefer legacy, you know, commercial was a big, you know, a big part of their business. And then, you know, in the, you know, early 80s and, you know, and on, you know, kind of transitioned more into the, you know, residential side. And, you know, once, you know, the transition happened in, you know, 2017, commercial was a goal and a target, you know, for Chase and, you know, everybody involved. And, I've been here 3 years, roughly, and, it's just taken off. We've kind of come into our own.
And, I guess, you know, from the outside look at anything, that'd be a tough time with COVID. We've seen more of the residential boom in an HVAC, but not so much the commercial. So you're swimming upstream a little bit. How'd you make it work?
Well, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, you know, and not saying no. You know, our core values is, you know, one of our purpose is, you know, to improve lives. And I've got the mentality of never saying no, you know, especially when it comes to, you know, to taking care of people, taking care of customers. And, you know, I've been extremely blessed with a great management team, a great support system, and a great group of guys that, you know, that are all like-minded. You know, and being there when other people, you know, can't or aren't, or, you know, that, and being creative. It's real easy to say, well, we can't get parts or we don't have this. Well, you know, I like to say, well, what are we going to do about it?
Jason is being incredibly humble. He took our commercial division from one truck on the road. That was him. And how many trucks do we have in commercial?
With my sales team, about, I think 14, 15 trucks.
Wow. That's a big jump in a short period of time.
Oh yeah. It's been fun.
It's been very, very, very impressive to watch.
And also, maybe can you talk about the residential side of the fence and how you guys are there? I see. Is that going as well as commercial is?
Yes, absolutely. We are obviously in our busy season right now with our HVAC department. So that's been incredibly, incredibly exciting to get to be a part of. The Schaefer family, our legacy. So for five generations, the Schaefers have been plumbers. So we are really, really blessed to get to grow our residential HVAC department as well. And both of those divisions, we're split pretty squarely, a third with residential HVAC, plumbing, and then commercial. So that's pretty incredible. And like Jason said, the commercial division is really ramping up.
How long has HVAC been around in the business?
So Schaefer actually was around at the dawn of air conditioning, and we installed some of the first air conditioners in the country, I mean, arguably in the world. So we helped build the infrastructure of San Antonio, including some really landmark buildings like Tower of the Americas and the Milam Building.
Okay, great. And then a lot of your customers, are you serving both their plumbing and HVAC needs, or do you find that some customers just say HVAC, HVAC plumbing? How much crossover is there?
there's quite a bit. We make it our goal to be a full service provider. So if we have somebody that calls us for one offering, we do everything we can to make sure that we provide them our other services as well.
Now, I'm assuming you're doing a lot of maintenance agreements too, as well. Does that cover HVAC and plumbing, or are those separate?
We do for residential. We absolutely, we have one service offering that is for HVAC and plumbing.
Okay. All
right. Yeah, and on the commercial side, we try to, you know, I don't have a template, you know, every building's different. Every customer's different, requirement wise and need wise. So we keep it open, but within the commercial division, we do have a plumbing service department. Also refrigeration. So we try to, you know, to encompass everything that they need. Like Allison was saying, you know, being a one-stop shop is the ultimate goal. One phone call and we can take care of all your needs.
When I'm talking to the commercial folks, sounds like preventative maintenance is a huge key. Are you guys finding that as well? Kind of making sure you know there's a problem almost before the problem occurs?
Yeah, I try to, you know, speak to it as predictive more so than, you know, than preventative. I mean, they both kind of go hand in hand. Yes, we want to prevent, but I also want to give our customers a basis for forecasting. You know, I mean, you know, budgets are tight and, you know, on the OPEX and on the CAPEX side. So the more information and tools that we can give them to forecast to try to help them on their business planning, you know, is a benefit. I mean, it's not just, you know, making water run or, you know, removing heat from air, you know, let's help, you know, their business is our business. So if we can help them in any way, you know, it works out for everybody.
Obviously supply chain issues have been, an issue for, I guess, what are we going on year three here? It seems like,
a
little bit of dog years here. But how are you guys navigating that? Maybe talk a little bit, both, commercial and residential, if there's a difference.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are very much impacted by the, you know, global supply chain issues that are affecting everyone. And, you know, to Jason's point, what we try to do is, and what we do is we're incredibly resourceful. We work with multiple partners. We work with multiple vendors. We have, you know, I'm very, very fortunate to be surrounded by smart people who can work on many different types of equipment and service many different types of equipment. So we have had success, you know, making sure that we have a variety of partners and that we can fulfill needs, and we're educating our customers about what their options are. So we have had to be, like I said, super resourceful, super flexible, and every now and then a little bit patient.
Well, when you say partners, you're talking about distributors. Is that something before COVID where you just kind of one distributor and now you've kind of opened that up a little bit, or were you like that before?
We like a lot of different companies had brands that we were more comfortable with potentially than others. And this has given us a great opportunity to, you know, make sure that we are very comfortable, you know, servicing and installing all types of equipment. So it's been a wonderful opportunity for us to really grow and develop.
What are your markets down like? Did you guys do ductless or talk about the, for more cooling down there than heating, I suppose. But any new technologies you guys are using?
We're using a lot of variable speed stuff, on both ends of the fence, if you will, you know, commercial and residential. We're using, you know, some equipment or manufacturers that we haven't used before, one because of availability, but also because of quality. It's one thing to put something in and it's, you know, of lesser quality. That's not really what we want to do. We want to try to, you know, stay, you know, at the same level of quality. So, you know, ductless systems, variable speed, multi-seer units like the Bosch equipment, you know, to where you can, you know, you can kind of mix and match a little bit. We're using that on both sides of the fence, if you will. I love it because it creates an environment in our office or within our family, you know, to collaborate. You know, it's not very often that, you know, commercial and residential get to work together, but man, when we've got somebody that's in need, we pull out all the stops and it's become really, really fun. Allison's learning, just skyrocketed as far as her knowledge and the ideas, the creativity. At her level, it makes my job so much easier to be like, you know, yeah, let's go, you know, let's get creative. There are no, you know, no boundaries. Let's go.
Yeah. And congrats, Allison. I know you're recently named president. Curious a little bit about your background and kind of how you rose to the top in an industry that some consider male dominated.
Well, some consider it male dominated because it is.
Until now.
Yeah, yeah. Talk for the world. No, it is absolutely an honor. This is the best job I've ever had. I have been working for over 25 years, and the last 2.5 years I've spent here at Schaefer. Previously, I was in our CMO roles, working on all of our marketing efforts, leading our marketing efforts. I was a department of one. And at the end of last year, we had an opening in our residential HVAC department. And I had the opportunity to step in there as the interim division manager. And I absolutely loved every minute of it. It was the greatest challenge and the greatest learning experience. And I have fallen in love with these trades. I have fallen in love with this company. And you know, getting the opportunity to lead Schaefer, you know, into the next, 138 years is an opportunity I don't take lightly.
You are in a unique perspective to kind of talk about how the industry can recruit more females and then make it so they want to stay. Any kind of tips to contractors out there listening to this podcast?
Yeah, absolutely. The best thing about Schaefer is there's no "we've always done it that way" mentality. Our company has been incredibly open to new ideas and new perspectives. And just giving women, and really giving anyone, the opportunity to use their voice and ask questions and learn new things, that has been such a tremendous gift. And so I think that my advice would be, number one, be open to new ideas from other people. And number two, ask questions. You know, what do you think? How should we do this? And then I would say very, very openly recruit women. I mean, if you want to hire women, don't say "we're hiring," say "we're hiring a woman." And I think that nothing is more welcoming than a very open invitation that's very, very clear.
And not just the female side of it, but just recruitment in general. I know a lot of contractors I talk to, there's a lot of work, but it's also hard to find good quality technicians. Talk about that in your business and maybe where you're having success.
We have such an incredible network of, you know, wonderful people in San Antonio. So I think I always say that San Antonio is the world's biggest small town, because we get to, to connect within our network. But the best recruiting tool is referrals and a good reputation. If you have a great reputation and people know that they want to work with you, that's the world's best recruiting tool. So my job is to make sure that Schaefer is a wonderful place to work, so that gets out there. Now, as far as labor shortages right now, I'm sure that we, you know, outside of that network and outside of that reputation, we're running into the same challenges as everyone else. It's a very real, you know, it's a very real thing right now.
Sure. How do you keep busy in the off season? I realize you're probably at almost peak capacity right now, but eventually things slow down. How do you work that issue out?
A couple of things. We try to, you know, be smart in the way that we plan and schedule. And Jason talked about, you know, predictive and preventative maintenance to make sure that we are scheduling and being really, really smart about our maintenance customers, so that when we have, you know, during that shoulder season, we are in fact still busy. So it's those, you know, loyal long-term customers that we want to take care of in December.
On the commercial side, and this is, I guess, kind of one benefit to some of the supply chain issues, is, you know, we've got a lot of projects that are slated out, you know, to towards the end of the season, September, October, November. So keeping that backlog and staying on top of that kind of stuff and scheduling, like Allison said, you know, scheduling and planning is key to, you know, to stay in stable throughout the, you know, off season.
Then kind of one final question I was curious about, I guess, both a commercial and residential perspective. Are people getting higher, more interested in buying high efficiency equipment, or has the, seems like people are getting a little jittery about the economy. Is that kind of made them kind of regress to kind of the bare minimum efficiency standards?
So we've seen, you know, Jason talked a little bit about our core values and, you know, treating people like family and doing the right thing. And I always think about when we're installing a residential system, if it's something we'd want to put in our mom's house or our grandmother's house. So a big part of what we do is education about, okay, as the cost of energy is rising, you know, looking at a higher SEER, you know, more efficient unit is definitely going to be cost effective in the long run. So what we do is we really work to educate our customers and make sure that they're seeing that value. And, you know, 9 times out of 10, they make that call if they can.
You seeing the same thing on the commercial side, Jason?
Yes and no. It's hard to gauge right now. You know, if there's a trend one way or another, it really depends on the facility and what the, you know, what the end user's goal is. Naturally, we try to push the higher efficiency stuff just, you know, for numerous reasons, you know, the obvious. But availability is playing a role in it. You know, if I can get a standard efficiency piece of equipment, you know, 6 to 8 weeks quicker than I can get a higher efficiency unit, then 9 out of 10 times they've been going with that just to, you know, I mean, time of year and all that stuff is playing a role in that. New construction, we don't do a lot of new construction or retrofit, but, you know, a couple of jobs that we have on the refrigeration side have been delayed, you know, quite a while because of, you know, waiting on equipment because they opted to go high efficiency. Well, we're trying to get creative and, you know, we'll put something, you know, lower efficiency in to get you through and then we'll come back. That way we're not delaying their, you know, their opening or their business and, you know, things like that. So it's kind of play it case by case. It's tough.
Gotcha. Well, Allison and Jason, it is your busy season, so I'll let you get back to your day jobs, but I really appreciate you taking a few minutes to kind of give us the lay of the land down there in San Antonio.
Oh my goodness. Thank you so much. This has been so much fun, Kyle. We appreciate it.
Yeah, it's our pleasure. Thank you.